It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Now, of course, the eye of that needle, I didn't realize that in the walls of the temple, there's these little eyes, little doors they call needle doors. And so I've heard many preachers preach on this since then. But back in UCI, I always envisioned a needle that long with an eye on it, and a camel's going to go through that. Forget, that's impossible. And so it can't happen. Well, I mean, I guess God can do anything. He could squeeze that camel through there. You know, I know with what he can do, he could dematerialize that camel, squeeze her right through that eye, break her out on the other side. Ain't no problem for God. But that's not what he meant. He's talking about these little doors. They close all the big doors on the wall at night, and they only have the little needle doors open so that they can keep out people they don't want in. So for a camel to go through that, she kind of got to get down on all fours and give it this, you know, to get through there. So it's not an easy chore. But she can get through that little needle door. It says, those who heard this said, then who in the world can be saved? If it's going to be that hard, it doesn't sound like anybody can be saved. Verse 27, 28, he replied, what is impossible from a human perspective is possible with God. Now, is that a true statement? And what can God do? Hey, I mean, if you don't think God can squeeze, I mean, literally, if you really wanted, if God wanted to do it for you and just for his glory, he could take a little bitty tiny needle with a little eye on it that long, and he could push a camel through that thing, couldn't he? If he wanted to, he could do that. There's nothing hard for God. He said, Peter said, Lord, we have left our homes and followed you. But what are we going to get? Does that sound like us? Lord, I'm following you. What are you going to do for me? Or, Lord, I'll go out and do something good for you. You tell me first what you're going to do for me. That sounds like a lot of people, though, doesn't it? That ain't the way God works. You just tell him, Lord, you send me and I'll go. And one of you, and it may not seem fair at all. He may send one man in a place like, how many of you heard the story about the group? I think they were Baptist men that went down to, I think, somewhere in Africa, and they took an airplane and landed on the sands of some river down there, and they went into this group of wicked African people, and they tried to take the gospel in there, and they killed them all. They killed them all. You know, and somebody says, but God told them to go down there. One of them said, God told us to go. And then they all got killed. They must have missed God. Now, he has a plan, didn't he? Years later, one of them's wife went back down there and became a friend with another lady that come out of there, and she learned to speak the language, if I remember the story right. She learned to speak the language with this lady, and after she learned to speak their language and found out her husband was one of them that was slaughtered, when she went in, this lady took her in, and they met all these people, and they saw the love in her heart for them after what they had done to her. The whole bunch got saved. The whole village got saved. Now, you know, somebody said, well, man, I wouldn't have wanted to be one of those that got slaughtered. But hey, is this all about Jesus? Yeah. Is it about us? No. He has a plan for you. And if your life only is 40 years or 30 years or whatever, and then he's going to kill you like that, hey, he's the boss. Now, all of us want to live a nice life, have a nice television, sleep in an air-conditioned house, kick our feet up, and not have to do nothing but just eat and sleep and dream, you know, take life easy. Got a nice car when you want to go to town. Does that sound like the flesh? Yeah, absolutely. You know this beast is a lazy beast. Y'all know it? Oh, he's a lazy critter. If he could, he'd sit around and do nothing. I mean, he just wants to eat and sleep and take life easy. He won't sit in under the air conditioning. He don't want to get out in the hot, sweltering heat and work. I have to beat this thing to make it get out there. You know? You know what I mean, Eric? Yeah, we have to beat this beast. Peter said, we have left our homes and followed you. Okay, verse 29 and 30. Let's see what he said. Yes, Jesus replied, and I assure you, everyone who has given up a house or a wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will be repaid many times over in this life, as well as receiving eternal life in the world to come. Is that a pretty awesome promise? You know, so you may not see all your benefits like these men that got killed down there in Africa. They may not have seen their benefits on earth, but they got to see them in the kingdom. I can only imagine the rewards God's got for those of us that obey Him. You know, if you won't obey Him when you get home, I can assure you there will be rewards beyond your wildest dream. And if you'll obey Him, technically speaking, here on the earth, He blesses us beyond our wildest dream. Does He not, Kim? Yeah. He takes such good care of us on this earth. You know, so when something doesn't go just exactly right, don't get upset with God. Praise Him. Thank Him. You know, I just think He's raising us to a new level. He promised all these things. So let's just praise Him and worship Him and thank Him for all the things He does for us. But He promised us there that if we'll serve Him and do what He says, and we'll give up whatever it takes, whatever He calls us to give up. He may call on one to give up parents. He may call on another to give up your wife. You know, I will have to say that 10 years ago, I really didn't like it when they called me and walked in and told me my wife and daughter just got killed in a car wreck. I really didn't like that, you know. But I know who's in control. What are you going to do if that day comes to you and somebody walks in and says, "I'm sorry, sir, your wife, your husband, your child just got killed in an accident"? What are you going to do? Who do they belong to? It's kind of hard for us to give them up, though, isn't it? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not exactly easy. I mean, nobody wants to give up someone they love. Do you? But are you going to have to? Yeah. Yeah. Unless Jesus comes and rapture happens, and it could happen this year. You know, it could happen any time. You know, would it be wonderful if on Rosh Hashanah here coming up in September, and if this were to be the Rosh Hashanah that the Lord descends from heaven with a shout and says, "Kids, come up here. Wow, I'm out of here, guys. Are y'all going with me?" Amen. And the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those of us which are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord. And there we shall ever be with the Lord. Just think, that's coming someday. It's written in God's Word. I don't know when it's coming, but what if it were to come this year? Are you ready? You know what some of you are saying? Oh, man, if that were to come this year, I got some things I need to get straightened up between now and then. Is that right? Sure, probably so, yeah. And some people will say, just like my daughter used to say, when I said, when every time Rosh Hashanah would be coming, I'd tell the family every time in the fall, "I believe that's the next feast to be fulfilled. Jesus has already fulfilled the other four, and we're up to feast 5, which is Rosh Hashanah, and I believe He will return on Rosh Hashanah." So every year I would tell my family, "This could be it, guys. Jesus could return this year." And my daughter was, Daddy, I don't like hearing you talk like that." I said, "Why?" She said, "Daddy, I want to get married and have a family. I'm not ready for Jesus to come. I want to live to be an old woman. Then Jesus can come." Well, it didn't work out for her like that. She did get married. She did have a little girl. But she only lived, her little girl only was 3 years old when her mama went home to be with Jesus in that car wreck. But I can just see it now. You know, mama and daughter is up there dancing around in the diamonds. And somebody says, "How about Dad?" "Dad who?" "Oh, Thurman. Oh, him, yeah. Oh, yeah, we remember him, yeah. Ain't even thought about me since they left." If you were dancing around in the diamonds and the tulips and the flowers and Jesus is all over the place, would you be concerned about anything down here on this old earth? No, probably not. No, not at all. I mean, there's no pain, no sickness, no death, no nothing once we get caught out of here. You know, just think, to be caught out with the Lord. Wow. And that's coming. But He said while we're here on the earth, if we give whatever we give up for Him, we're going to be repaid for it here on the earth. So, is God good? Is he faithful to his promises? Yes, he's faithful to his promises. He has so blessed us with this wonderful little building. It's paid for. All this equipment, everything paid for. You know, I think about every time we need to go somewhere. Like the other day, we went to Hobbs. You know, we flew out there in the big twin. You know, it's nice. You know, we flew out there and beautiful trip. We flew out there at 16.5, come back at 17.5. You know, it's so nice to be able to go somewhere that takes 8 or 10 hours driving to be able to fly it in an hour and a half or 2 hours. I love that. You know that? You know, we come back from Des Moines, Iowa the other day, and I forget what it was, 3 hours or something like that. You know, whatever it was, 3 or 4 hours. You know how long it takes to drive to Des Moines? You do it all the time, right? Y'all go right up 35, don't you, Kim? And it's a long ways up there. But, you know, when we took off, we flew 1 hour, and Dave said, good grief, look down there. We've been on an airborne 1 hour. Look at that. There's Tulsa already. We're overhead Tulsa in 1 hour. He said it used to take us 5 hours to drive up here in our car when we come to school up here. But we fly it in 1 hour. So, what does the Lord say? He'll repay you if you give him everything you got? Yes, he will. He'll return it back to you. Now then, let's go to 31 through 43. Let's see about this man. Here again, we get back to the persistence. We started out with a persistent woman. We're going to end with a persistent man. Now, he says, gathering the 12 disciples around him, Jesus told him, as you know, we are going to Jerusalem. And when we get there, all his predictions of the ancient prophets concerning the Son of Man will come true. Now, I'm going to tell you that went over their head just like this. They didn't get it. It's kind of like us. You know, we don't get the spiritual realm. We see the physical, and we want to argue about, oh, yeah, I've walked with Jesus 3.5 years. I wonder which position he's going to put me in. I know I'm going to be in a higher position than you are. I've been a more diligent worker than you have. That's what they fought over that. You know that? Those guys fought about who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Be Persistent and Never Give Up, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.